Masechtas Mayis Yosheni, Perek Hey, Mishnah Tes Vav. Yechanan Kain Gadol Hever Haidayis HaMaiser. Yechanan Kain Gadol brought an end to the Haidav Maiser, that's the Zvidei Maiser that was discussed in the last several Mishnayis. In his time period, he made an end to it. And that was, the Rav explains, it was after Ezra called people to go up after Galus Babel, to go from Babel up to Eretz Yisrael. And the Levium refused to go up with him. So Ezra decreed that the Levium will no longer receive the Maaser Rishon, and that it should be given to the Kehanim instead. So at that point in time and onwards, people were not giving the Maaser Rishon to the Levi anymore. So the line in the Vidui that says, Vegan Nasati LaLevi, was no longer true. So Yechan Kain Gadol, he abolished that he no longer allowed them to say the Vidui Maaser because of that. And the Mishnah lists several other things that he instituted in his times. Afu bitol ha-ma'irim, he also abolished the ma'irim, the wakers, and this is the Levium, they used to say in the morning in the base of Megdash, they would quote the Pasuk, Ura lama sishan Hashem, Ura, why do you sleep, Hashem? And they would call out to Hashem, why do you sleep? And Rabbi Yechanan Kain Gadol, he removed this because he felt it was not accurate. Hashem never sleeps. And the Pasuk's really referring to a time of Galus. They had already returned to the base of Mikdash, and so he felt it was not proper for them to be saying that Pasuk. Vesa Naikvim, he also abolished the Naikvim, the people that would cut they would make a little cut on the animals before Shechita. They would make a cut on the animal's forehead to allow a little blood to drip into the animal's eyes, and when its eyes were covered a little bit, it was more docile and it was easier for them to bind the animal and slaughter him properly. Even though there was nothing wrong with this was not considered a mum, a disqualifying blemish of the animal, but it gave the appearance that the animal had a mum, and therefore Yechanan Kain Gadol abolished that practice. And until his days, that's Yechanan Kain Gadol, until his days, the hammer would bang in Yerushalayim. This is referring to on Chol Moed. The blacksmiths would bang their hammers for Dover Avad, for the potential loss of Parnassa, a person allowed to work on Chol Moed. But Yechanan Kain Gadol came and abolished the blacksmith's ability to work on Chol Moed because the pounding noise was very public and it was a disgrace to the Chol Moed that there was public work going on like that. In his day, nobody had shyless whether or not Meister needed to be taken off of Demai, produce purchased from Amaretz, because he was very, very stringent in the halachas of Demai, and therefore everybody was clear to them that they better take off Trumas and Meister as soon as they purchased produce without any questions. Hadronolach Masechtas Meister Sheni Mazel Tov. Masechtas Chala. There's a mitzvah in the Torah to separate from the dough a piece of challah that's given to the kohen. This piece is called challah. And Perek Aleph, Mishnah Aleph discusses which grains are obligated in this mitzvah of separating challah from the dough. Chamisha dvarim chayav mechallah. There are five types that are of grains that are obligated in challah. Chitim, wheat, v'hasa'irim, barley, v'hakusman, smelt, v'shibayla shual, and oats, v'shifayin, and rye. Even though b'chala doesn't say this specifically, the Rav says it's learned with gzer shava, lechem, lechem, from Pesach. It says lechem by Pesach, lechem here. Just like by Pesach, it's anything that can turn into chametz, anything that will leaven. And all five of these grains leaven. So too, for the mitzvah of challah, all five of these grains you have to take off challah. These five grains are obligated in challah, and they can combine with each other. There's a shear, the minimum amount of dough needed to be obligated in challah. These can combine, these different grains. The Rav says that it's not so simple how to combine. Some of these grains are considered the same min, close enough to be considered the same species as other ones of these grains. Some are, some aren't, and he has different combinations that do combine, don't combine. However, he brings from the Yerushalmi that it also makes a difference if they're actually kneaded together or if the doughs were kneaded separately and they're just now touching. When they're needed together, he holds, the Yerushalmi holds, that even if they're completely separate species, they still all can combine to make the shear when they're needed together. But if they're not needed together, they're just touching separately from separate toes that are touching, then they would need to be only the specific combinations that are considered the same species. And he has a couple different examples of that. Mishnah continues, these five grains, Vasurim B'chadash Milafnei HaPesach, they're aser, prohibited from eating these things in Chadash, from the new crop before Pesach. This is the mitzvah of Chadash and Yashan, that these grains from the new crop couldn't be eaten until the Karban Omer was brought on Pesach time. And not only could they not be eaten, but also Miliktar Milafnei Omer, they couldn't even be harvested. The barley that was harvested for the Karban Omer had to be harvested first, and at that time it would allow the harvesting of the other grains, and then they would be able to be eaten after the Karban Omer was brought. If these species, they took root before the Karban Omer was brought, then Haimer Matiran, the Karban Omer will permit them that they'll be now considered no longer from the new crop. The Karban Omer will allow anything that had already rooted from before to be considered now the older crop, and it'll be yashan and allowed to be eaten. But if they didn't take root before the Karban Omer was brought, then Asur Machiavi Omer Bar, they're going to be forbidden to eat until the next Karban Omer is brought. They'll be from the next year's crop, and they're going to have to wait until the following Pesach for the next Karban Omer to make that it's no longer Chadash, and it'll be Yashan and permitted to eat.